Yet another Trump investigation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This time in Georgia, related to the 2020 election, the former president still insists was rigged with fraud despite losing court challenges.
The district attorney in the Atlanta area today begins interviewing potential grand jurors who will be asked to look over evidence and timelines following the 2020 election. DA Fonnie Williams says former President Donald Trump may have broken Georgia's election laws, especially during a phone call with Georgia officials in which the then president states he hopes to find more votes.
Fox's Eben Brown this the day after the former president rallied in Nebraska, taking on other Republicans, including the GOP leader of the Senate.
Guys like Mitch McConnell and Rhino friends would rather see a Democrat like Biden be president than a Republican like me. I'm a little bit different kind of a Republican. We want to get things done.
Tomorrow, they'll vote in Ohio's primaries. A Trump-backed candidate, J.D. Vance, leads the GOP Senate race. Congressman Tim Ryan expected to win the Democratic primary. In Ukraine, more than 100 women and children are being bussed away from the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol. They've come out of a hideout.
It's been described as hellish. Hundreds of Ukrainian Marines, along with innocent elderly people, women and children, hiding out in the dark tunnels beneath a steel plant. As Russians bomb them from above. Video shows some of them have wounds. They're injured, starving. Now the humanitarian corridors that were set up by the UN and the Red Cross to get those people out are finally working.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Russia claims some of the civilians leaving want to stay in Moscow-controlled areas of Ukraine. A jury in Washington is deliberating today if a former Marine and New York City police officer is guilty. Thomas Webster is the first accused Capitol rioter charged with assault. He claims he hit a D.C. officer in self-defense during last year's riot. A victory at the Supreme Court for a conservative activist in Boston. The justices ruled unanimously the city violated his free speech rights, refusing to let him fly a Christian flag on a pole outside City Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The search continues in Florida for an inmate who escaped custody last week, still missing along with a Lauderdale County corrections officer.
The corrections officer, a two-decade veteran, Vicky White, was taking this confessed murderer to the courthouse. She said it was for a mental health evaluation. Casey White, no relation, 38 years old. He was serving a 75-year term for home invasion, also a confessed murderer for hire. They were going for a mental health evaluation, but then by 3 p.m., there was no sign of either one of them, and they learned that there was no mental health evaluation scheduled. That patrol car they were in was later found abandoned at a shopping center. 20 agents now from different law enforcement organizations are all trying to work the case. They're checking the interactions between the two, and one potential red flag, Vicky White put in her retirement papers one day before this escape.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan. An unusual murder case in California.
What may have started as an attempt to keep the peace ends in tragedy with a man who intervened in a fight charged with murder after the person he restrained later dies. The incident started when a fight broke out between a man and woman on a San Diego city bus Saturday night and escalated until other passengers stepped in. One man restraining the 28-year-old for several minutes until he lost consciousness and went into medical distress. Police say he was unresponsive by the time law enforcement arrived. Officials are still interviewing witnesses, hoping to learn more about the fight. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, May is mixed so far. After a down April, the Dow is adding to the losses. It's down about 77 points. But the NASDAQ is up about 30 this morning. After last month's sell-off, the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy index, plunged 13%. Gas prices are rising back up. AAA says diesel has hit a record high, $5.32 per gallon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.